Welcome to the deep dive. You send us a source, and we're going to unpack it together, get you the key info fast.
Yeah.
Today, our source is the website for Scranton Personal Injury Lawyer.
Right. And what we're trying to do here is get a real sense of the, you know, the main types of personal injury cases happening in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Exactly. We're looking at what this specific law firm site tells us.
And through that, we can kind of see the common accidents, how serious the injuries are in that area. Might even find some surprising things.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to be clear, we're not like endorsing this firm. It's just their website gives us a really interesting window into what they deal with day to day in Scranton.
Snapshot.
Okay, so
yeah,
diving in. First thing, Munley Law. Says they've been around 65 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It really is. 65 years, that suggests they're pretty embedded in the Scranton legal scene. And their focus, getting clients maximum compensation, especially dealing with insurance companies. That's obviously key for anyone injured.
Mm-hmm. And they offer a free consultation 24/7. Shows they're ready to jump in when people need help fast.
Definitely signals accessibility.
And you can't miss it. Right on their site, these huge case results. We're talking $32 million for a wrongful death case.
Wow.
In truck accidents.
Mm-hmm.
$26 million, $11 million, $9 million, $2 at $8 million. I mean,
those numbers alone tell you something, don't they? About the scale and, frankly, the severity of what can happen. A $32 million wrongful death settlement, that points to a massive loss and probably a really complex case.
And all those multi-million dollar truck accident ones,
mm-hmm.
it really suggests those big rig crashes are a major, major issue there, mm-hmm. leading to devastating outcomes.
So it certainly seems that way.
The list keeps going too. $20 million for a commercial vehicle accident, $17.5 and $7.5 million for car accidents.
Okay.
$0.12 million for a work injury. $6.9 million, a garbage truck accident.
Specific.
And $6.5 million for a traumatic brain injury. These are serious life-changing amounts.
They really are. And seeing these specific results gives you a much clearer picture of the gravity, you know? The kind of incidents that lead to these huge financial recoveries must involve incredibly severe injuries and probably tough fights over responsibility and damages.
Yeah. So the site then breaks down the different kinds of cases they handle.
Right.
This gives us even more insight into, like, the day-to-day accident scene there.
Hmm.
Let's start with car accidents.
Yeah, okay.
They say they cover all kinds, head-ons, T-bones, rear-enders, even those big multi-car pileups you hear about sometimes on I-81.
And that local detail is interesting, right? Mentioning I-81 specifically, DUIs in downtown Scranton, distracted driving on the Biden Expressway.
Right.
It really grounds their experience in the actual traffic problems of that specific area. Shows they know the roads, the patterns.
Really. They also mention hit and runs and dealing with drivers who are uninsured or underinsured. That's something people might forget about, but clearly it's an issue there.
Mm-hmm. It's a real problem when that happens.
And they talk about the financial stress after a crash, which,
yeah,
most people get that part.
Absolutely. And mentioning they navigate no-fault insurance, which, yeah, that's where your own insurance pays first, no matter who's at fault, up to a point.
Right.
And they know the insurance company tactics. That shows they understand the client's battle isn't just the physical recovery.
Yeah.
It's the whole system.
Okay, next. Truck accidents. This seems like a really big focus for them, especially with those huge settlements we just talked about.
Yeah, makes sense.
They point to all the truck traffic because I-81, I-84, and I-380 all meet up around there.
Yeah, geographically, Scranton's right at that crossroads. So lots of truck traffic is inevitable, and unfortunately, that often means more truck accidents.
And they really play up their credentials here. National recognition, three attorneys, board certified in truck accident law.
By the National Board of Trial Advocacy, yeah.
And they say they're the only firm in PA with that many. That's a strong claim.
It is. That board certification isn't easy to get. It definitely positions them as specialists in what's a very complicated area of law.
And they describe what they do immediately, sending preservation letters, analyzing the truck's black box data. Sounds pretty technical.
It is. A preservation letter tells the trucking company, don't destroy any evidence. And that electronic data, it can show speed, braking, crucial stuff.
Right.
Plus reviewing driver logs, company safety records, maintenance, consulting experts. It all paints a picture of a really thorough investigation needed for these cases. And knowing the complex insurance and federal regulations for trucking, that's essential.
Okay, let's shift to workers' compensation. They link this to Scranton's industrial past, but also current warehouses, manufacturing, healthcare.
that makes perfect sense for the area. It gives context for why workers' comp would be a significant practice there.
And again, the 65 years experience led by a certified specialist.
Right, shows a long-term focus. Yeah. And their point about insurance companies trying to minimize or deny claims. That's a very common fight for injured workers, whether it's a repetitive stress thing or a major accident.
Okay, medical malpractice. They say you need both legal and medical know-how here.
Absolutely. These cases are super specialized. You have to understand the medicine to understand the legal mistake.
They mentioned having a network of medical experts and experience investigating errors at local hospitals, though they don't name them.
Which is standard practice, but it suggests they have those connections. And the examples, misdiagnosis, surgical errors, medication mistakes, those are unfortunately common types of claims.
And they talk about the long-term impact, needing compensation for future care too. Things like delayed cancer diagnosis, birth injuries, devastating stuff.
Definitely. It highlights how profoundly medical negligence can affect someone's entire life and why the compensation needs to cover everything, ongoing care included.
Next category, premises liability. This is basically property owners keeping things safe, yeah?
Exactly. Owners have a duty to keep their property reasonably safe. They mention things like icy parking lots, bad lighting, dangerous conditions in shopping centers, office buildings.
They even named the marketplace at Steamtown as a place they've had cases. Locals would know that.
Right. It gives a concrete example. And they focus on proving negligence, showing the owner failed in that duty.
Like, not enough security, poor maintenance, didn't warn about a hazard.
Yep. Proving that failure is the key. Whether it's a classic slip and fall or something like negligent security leading to an assault, you have to show the owner dropped the ball.
Then product liability, taking on big companies over defective products. Sounds tough.
It often is. Big resources on the other side. They mentioned working with engineering experts, which makes sense. You need to show a design flaw, a manufacturing defect,
right.
Understand safety standards, and proving the company knew or should have known about a danger and didn't act. That's critical. Showing they cut corners or ignored problems.
Wrongful death claims, obviously very sensitive.
Extremely. They talk about offering compassionate guidance, but also being aggressive in pursuing justice, whether it stemmed from a truck crash, a workplace accident, medical error.
And getting compensation, not just for bills, but lost income, loss of companionship.
Yes. Calculating those future losses, the human cost, is a huge part of it. It requires a really comprehensive approach for the families left behind.
Last one here, nursing home abuse and neglect. With Scranton's older population, this seems really important.
It's a major concern, yeah. They mention acting fast when care facilities fail, dealing with understaffing, medication errors, neglect.
And they've had cases in Lackawanna County, again, not naming specific places.
Right. And the insight that investigations sometimes show systemic problems, like profits over care, that's a really important point.
Documenting things like bed sores, malnutrition, falls. That's the evidence, I guess.
Absolutely. That documentation is key to building a case, getting compensation, and hopefully forcing changes in how these places operate.
So, looking back at all these different case types, what are the main things this website suggests someone in Scranton should look for in a lawyer?
Well, they definitely stress a few things. Experience is huge, founded in 59, decades in Scranton, willing to go to trial. That's point one.
Okay.
Two, the track record. They keep mentioning those multi-million dollar results as proof they can win big.
Right. The results speak for themselves, they'd argue.
Exactly. Third, client-focused compassion support. And fourth, the team's credentials, national recognition, board certifications, being seen as experts.
They really lean on that long history in Lackawanna County, recovering hundreds of millions over the years.
Yeah, and the best law firms' listings add to that message of established success and reputation locally.
Okay, so practically speaking, if someone in Scranton is injured, what can an attorney like this actually do for them?
Well, the core services are pretty clear. First, investigate the accident thoroughly. Witnesses, experts, video logs, whatever's needed. Second, handle all the back and forth with the insurance companies. The goal is a fair settlement that covers everything, including future needs.
And if that doesn't work?
Then they represent you in court. They emphasize being trial ready, having decades of courtroom experience.
And they made that point about people with lawyers getting, what, three times more compensation?
Yeah, that's a statistic often cited. It suggests having an expert negotiator and advocate levels the playing field against experienced insurance adjusters.
Plus, they handle the paperwork, the calls, lets the injured person just focus on getting better.
Which is huge. And that no-fee unless we win structure is critical for access. It means you don't need money up front to pursue a valid claim.
Let's touch on the types of injuries they call catastrophic. Sounds intense.
It means life-altering. The examples tie back to the accidents we discussed. Traumatic brain injury, TBIs from falls, crashes, even sports, the leading cause of disability.
Head and neck injuries, spinal cord injuries, often from car accidents and falls too.
Right. Then crushing injuries makes you think about industrial settings, machinery, maybe construction.
Yeah, it connects back to the workers' comp stuff.
Yeah.
And amputations? Gosh, those can happen in so many ways. Traffic, work, power tools.
It's a devastating list. Severe burns, too, from work, fires, car crashes, faulty products.
Vision loss, hearing loss, again, from trauma, workplace hazards, even medical errors sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And scarring, disfigurement, burns again, bad cuts from accidents, even dog attacks, all leaving permanent marks physically and emotionally.
And finally, wrongful death, which, as they note, can result from almost any of these scenarios gone tragically wrong.
It's a sobering list of the worst possible outcomes.
It's interesting, too, how they make sure to connect Munley Law specifically to Scranton.
Yeah, they emphasize being local, understanding the community, the work ethic there.
Acknowledging how devastating it is for hardworking people in that region to suddenly be unable to work.
Right. It builds that connection, that empathy. Reinforcing the 65-plus years, mentioning the actual office on Penn Avenue near the courthouse, it all anchors them firmly in Scranton.
They even include some recent local news headlines about accidents in Lackawanna County.
Yeah, like car crashes into home, dump truck rollover, school bus crash, pedestrian struck.
Wow.
Seeing those headlines really grounds the whole discussion. It shows these aren't just theoretical legal categories. This stuff is happening right there, impacting real people. Puts the legal work in context.
So wrapping up this deep dive,
yeah.
What's the main takeaway from looking through this firm's website?
I think it gives you a really detailed look at the kinds of serious accidents and injuries that are, well, apparently quite prevalent in the Scranton area. It highlights the firm's deep experience across a whole range of these incidents, from car and truck crashes to workplace injuries and medical mistakes.
And those big dollar results they list really drive home the severity, the life-altering consequences these accidents can have.
Absolutely. It paints a picture of high-stakes, complex situations, and the kind of resources needed to handle them effectively.
So a final thought then. Considering just how varied and serious these cases are, what does that make you think about, I guess, the risks we all face day to day and how important it might be to know your rights if something awful does happen? Definitely leaves you with something to think about.
It really does. Thanks for exploring this one with me.
My pleasure. And for you listening, maybe ask yourself, what stood out to you? Did anything surprise you? And what other questions does this raise about personal injury issues, maybe even in your own community?